Welcome back to Small State of Big Takes. This is episode 274, believe it or not. We have a guest tonight. I have a guest tonight. It's just me. Steve is out. Gilly is out. Josh obviously is out. But I brought in a guest. I'd say a good Twitter friend, even though he doesn't invite me to Newport when he's in town. You might know him, you might not. This is known as the Degenerate Weekly Substack, however you want to go by. Give a little 1-2 minute brief introduction here.
Yes, the Degenerate. Unfortunately, when I started a social media, that was all taken, so I had to do the Degen Weekly. Started as a newsletter, just doing NFL picks. Not a pick service by any means, but you know, just favorite bets, reasons why, stupid narratives and analysis. And then started pushing a little bit of more content on Twitter. And now I like to break down the board every day that I can, every weekday, and go through all sports. So yes, I would say a good Twitter friend. I do like you. I hold you in the upper echelon of Twitter followers. So I'm happy to be on and shooting the shit with you. Although I almost closed my laptop when you said this was a Red Sox podcast. So
not exclusively, but that's, you know, the foundation, I would say, the bones, the heart, the organs of the podcast goes all, it all comes back to the Red Sox.
Well, I could tell you this. I'm sure maybe we'll get into it. Maybe we won't. But as someone who is not only a Rays fan, but hates juggernauts and dynasties, I do respect the Red Sox and Boston city sports teams, because I do enjoy the city of Boston a lot. And I like sports cities in general. And I feel like Chicago and Boston are right up there for me. So I will always give their teams a pass, even though it is obnoxious that they just win all the time.
Yeah. And now, you know, especially in football these days, we're getting a taste of our own medicine with just the AFC Championship has become the Mahomes Invitational, just like it was the Brady Invitational all those years. And the Red Sox stink. No signs of showing improvement. They are now the Boston Rays. They just don't spend money, all about cutting budgets, except they don't know what they're doing with player development. So it kind of sucks. Yeah, you know, stated Rays fan, you basically got on social media because you love sports betting. And that's kind of the premise of, you know, what you do. For people that don't know, every weekday, like you stated, twitch.tv/the Degenerate Weekly, shit. Right?
Is it the Degenerate Weekly? Yeah, I probably should be a little bit more consistent with my name. I don't know what I am on YouTube.
But
or
I remember when you were doing those on Twitter Spaces. Remember?
You
that's
probably
how it
remember.
Started.
Well, even before that, I was recording a video of myself for about 5-6 minutes.
That's
of going
right.
Through
that's
the entire
right.
board. And I realized at the time I was doing some that would be, you know, because sometimes you got 16 baseball games you got to go through. And it was just all exclusively baseball. And then I would post it. It would be like 8 minutes and Twitter wouldn't upload a video over like 5-6 minutes. I would have to go through, do the whole thing again. And then I was like, oh, yeah, let me go on Twitter Live. And then Twitter Live kind of sucked because you couldn't. If someone's watching it, you can't go to another app on your phone. So yep. You would close out and leave it. And then they're like, hey, you should go to Twitch. And as a 36-year-old man, probably, well, 35 at the time, I was like, dude, I'm not fucking figuring out Twitch. I've never gone to it. All I known about Twitch is that it was like a video game streaming service and Amazon bought it. And all I thought to myself as an Amazon shareholder, I was like, that sounds like a good idea. But then when I realized what it was and I had some people introduce it to me, I was like, oh, this is actually really cool. So I'm a big Twitch guy now, but I'm figuring out Discord. That's a whole nother fucking can of worms. And I'm having a challenging time, a tough time with it. But yes, ultimately, sports betting, all things sports betting. So if it's being talked about, if you can find any sort of entertainment on it on that platform, I'll probably come to it eventually.
So Yeah, I got into sports betting not too long ago when it got legalized in Rhode Island, et cetera. That's how you run into people and meet people.
Yes.
So you're kind of a Floridian. Our friend, host of the program, Josh, the one who has a newborn, lives in Florida. He
Oh.
downloaded Hard Rock Sportsbook yesterday. He's hooked.
Well,
Just
yeah.
like that, he's like, dude, I've got 13 $1 parlays. If one of them hits, I'm up 4 grand. I'm like, that's how it starts. Oh, they
Dude,
got you suckered right in.
everybody wants to hit a parlay. Everybody. I my cousin, who he just can't get it out of his head. His name's Dom, but we call him Little Dom, who lives in Far Rockaway. He's just super Italian guy, fireman. He's a fireman. But anyways, I'm just like, he just can't get, oh, he can't comprehend. He's like, dude, you just take straight bets. And I'm trying to explain to him, you seem like a smart guy, right? I don't know you that well, but from what I do know of you seem smart. And I think that it probably didn't take much convincing of you to understand, oh yeah, parlays are losing bets long term. And they're fun. I'll admit they're fun. I dabble in parlays occasionally. And but at the end of the day, I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm not doing this to pay the bills. I do it for fun. But
Yep, same.
it's really not fun for me to just consistently take parlays and lose them by 1 to 2 legs every night. Like, I'd rather take 6 bets and go 4-2 and feel good about that, like a winning night. And if it's 1 unit, 0.7 units, doesn't matter. It's like, all right, I feel like you won that night and you're on to the next. But yeah, no, I bet if your buddy just got into it, the Hard Rock Epics is actually great. Hard Rocks, they're kind of a motherfucker because they have a stranglehold on sports betting in Florida, but I will give them credit. I mean, I live in New York full time, but their apps like BetMGM, I don't like DraftKings. PointsBet is kind of meh. Like, the interface I like the most is FanDuel. What do you use in Rhode Island?
We are like Florida. We're monopolized to one book. You know Twin River, the casino?
Yes, that's what you guys
They
have.
yeah, they have they have their own app. It's awful. It stinks. Like I said, it's monopolized. My numbers on PGA outrights are always
Terrible.
significantly worse because but it's gotten a little bit better since Massachusetts legalized. Connecticut's always been legal with, I think all they have is DraftKings and FanDuel, though. Massachusetts has a few more. So it's a small state, man. If I really
Yeah.
wanted to, I could make the 20-minute drive up to Seekonk and sit there on my phone in a parking lot at Dick's or something and place bets on other apps, but I'm just way too lazy. I'm from Rhode Island. That's a whole trip. I gotta.
It's a sleepy beach state, and you're just a chill guy with a hoodie on. You don't want to drive 20 minutes to put a bed in.
No, it does not sound like a good time. I can't help it.
Dude,
That's how we grew up.
you don't know what it's like then. When I lived in Brooklyn and sports betting was legal in Jersey, but not New York City, and I would drive, I did have a car, I haven't always had a car in New York. I have taken the path over to Hoboken to literally get out, place bets in FanDuel, and just get right back in, and go back to my house, my office, whatever. But I've driven from my apartment to where the FanDuel sports book is at the Meadowlands, where the Giants and Jets play. It's like 1 hour and 20 minutes with a little bit of traffic, and not to mention there's a fucking $18 toll. So, I mean, I would do that once, sometimes twice a week, especially not so much for like a bet that night, but like a futures bet or something, an awards bet or top score, shit like that. I would go all the way out there to place a ticket, and yeah, I've got some stories.
Not for everybody. Not for Rhode Islanders. We're a different breed, man. If it's 10 minutes, sorry, it's not happening. It's a
I like your
hike.
state. I do like your state, I have to say. I've only been in Newport about maybe 4 times. I did go to Narragansett and kayak. I think I stayed in Middletown. Does that sound right? Like a little north of Newport. And the only reason I didn't invite you, by the way, is because I went for a surprise engagement party. I can't just be like, hey, by the way, here's a guy I know on Twitter.
I gave you good recommendations, though. You
You
guys had a
did.
great time. See,
You did.
Gilly, host of the podcast, not here tonight. He's a big Newport guy. He could definitely help you out next time you're in town with recommendations. But let's talk a little bit football. So the AFC
Sure.
NFC championships were yesterday. Had a Chiefs money line ticket, no big deal.
Good for you.
Didn't fall into that one, but I gotta say, this is a great example of don't bet with your heart, bet with your brain. Like, I really, really do not want to see the Chiefs win. And you know what? After I'm not a big Purdy guy, but I find myself really rooting for him to just to do it and beat Mahomes. Mr. Irrelevant becomes a Super Bowl champion in a year and a half. Pretty cool story. Kind of like another guy.
Ha, you make me sick. You mentioned that on Twitter. Was it yesterday when you said this? Is this what it was like watching the Patriots?
Yeah,
Did you
pretty
see that?
much. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
just.
you nailed it. I don't know if you just saw that a tweet and you copied it, or if that was like an original thought in your head, but you absolutely nailed it. And I'm happy to so people can understand. I'm happy that you're already experiencing it. And he hasn't even won a third Super Bowl. I mean, dude, imagine six.
Seven, I guess,
Well,
if you
seven
count
with.
the Tampa
I'm
one.
talking about the
But
Patriots, not
yeah,
Tom.
I know. Yeah, it's
It was awful. It was really, really awful.
I miss
And
it. Yeah, it sucks.
I'm with you. I have nothing else to say differently other than I'm totally with you. I'm so sick of the Chiefs. I like the I'm not a big Purdy guy, but I like the story. I guess the one thing I could add to it is I'm a big Kyle Shanahan slurper. I'm just in the sense that I like guys who did you play Madden as a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. So I played Madden. I don't really play video games anymore. Not that I'm anti-video games. I would love I don't even know how to hook up a system anymore. Like that's how non-tech savvy. But if I had like a neighbor who played, I'd probably hang out with that fucker all the time. But back in the day, my favorite thing about playing Madden was, looking through the offensive playbook and trying to find like the most creative plays that you can't design them. They're already preset. But when you play your opponent, it's kind of like in baseball. It's a fucking chess match between the pitcher and the batter. You know what I mean? Sometimes, I think that there are just so it's so mundane, so bland, so boring, and it's like, dude, this sport could be so fun and creative. And these offensive coordinators are make it really tough to watch. Like football for me is not my favorite sport to watch. I don't even know anymore on TV or in or live, especially not live. But then a guy like Kyle Shanahan comes along. I'm not saying he's the first one to ever do it, but you just see how this offense flows, the motion, the play designs, the creativity. It's incredible. So I started to fall for Kyle Shanahan in that sense of a play caller, an offensive schemer. So I'm a fan. I hope he gets a Super Bowl. And yes, I don't know that I'm going to be betting on the Niners, but I am absolutely rooting for them at the moment.
Yeah, I've been a big Kyle Shanahan guy since he had some really, really good play calls in the Super Bowl. Was that almost forever ago? I was at Josh's house, Falcons fan, by the way. And to his credit, it was 28-3. Room full of Patriots fans. He goes, "Guys, it's not over. It's not over." Like, he knows his team. To his credit. I was excited. He wasn't. Kyle Shanahan. Maybe he's learned from that. Maybe he's learned from the past. I'm rooting for him. But do you? What do you feel about these comments from Dan Campbell supposedly telling his team that that might be it, like that was our chance? I get it. Nobody's sleeping on the lines anymore. They people, opponents, coaches, fans, bettors. Vegas slept on the lines all year. No more. They won't do that next year, I don't think. Everybody's going to be coming for him. So I kind of get what he's saying, but at the same time, it's like, are you kind of saying you don't believe in your guys to make another run? I don't know. Kind of a weird message.
I thought it was weird at first. I've come around a little bit. I know you're pretty corp now, but you used to be in the board reviews, my streams that are 11 a.m. to 12. I'm not trying to plug. I'm just setting the stage to
Plug
let
away,
people
plug
know,
away.
you actually do work, and you're not there. It used to be, and it was very nice to see Ollie one unit's name in the chat, probably, bringing people down to earth a little bit. Which I like. Now Phil Zutley is the only one. He's not even there as much either any now. But anyways, I kind of came into the stream pitching that I thought it was crazy that was his first remark of like, oh, this might have been only shot. I'm like, what? If anything, I thought the stock was going up for the Lions. But I got put in my place and I've done a 180. And the biggest reason why you mentioned that you're not really catching anybody off guard anymore, I agree with that, but I didn't think at first that was the only thing. I'm like, surely it can't just be now the Lions are on people's radar because they have been getting good, even though they didn't make the playoffs last year. Like they haven't been a pushover team, right? They're not the Panthers. But the biggest reason that I've come to accept of why I think Dan Campbell nailed it is because they're probably losing Ben Johnson. And that offensive coordinator, I mean, if you've watched the Lions this year, they are basically everything I was just saying about Kyle Shanahan. I feel like Ben Johnson might be a little mini Shanahan nowadays. He probably, in my opinion, would be the number one choice of a head coach right now. I know he hasn't filled a vacancy, right? We've got Harbaugh, we've got Raheem Morris, and maybe one or two other guys that I'm forgetting right now, but that's who I would pay top dollar to. And so, yeah, I think him gone. I don't know what's going to go on. I don't think their the defensive side of the ball, they're not very good anyways, personnel or coordinator wise, but that is a massive blow. So yeah, I think that's going to probably set them back a little bit and who knows when they'll get there. So I get it. I still don't know that I like hearing it, right? As a fan or anything like that, but I get it.
It's also like Mahomes and Brady, like these guys make it look easy, but it's like really hard to get to a championship game. It's really hard to get there.
Yeah, it's tough hearing that from a Patriots fan. Like you just feel, I think you're just saying it because it's like a cliche, but you
I
don't
mean,
even know how hard it is to get there. You're always there.
I get it. We were spoiled for 2 decades. Like I, but you, towards the end of that, especially like as a kid, I'm growing up. This is all I know. And then you get to, 5, 6 years ago, you're like, well, we better enjoy it now because when Brady and Belichick leave, it's going to be bad and it's going to be bad fast. I've got my dad in one ear. Enjoy it while you can. It's going to suck. Back like when I grew up and the Patriots were. I went through 1-15, that type of stuff, So it's like, and then you look around the league, Lamar Jackson's never been to a Super Bowl. Josh Allen can't win a playoff game. Joe Burrow got there. Will he ever get back? Even that, like, we don't know. It's just like, it's really fucking hard to get there. And to Kyle Shanahan's credit, he's getting there with a couple of game managers at quarterback. Imagine if Trey Lance actually panned out or. I was thinking about this today. As good as Brock Purdy played really well in the second half yesterday, especially with his legs, he's still probably the sixth most important player on that offense.
I would agree with
I went CMC, Kittle, in no particular order.
that.
CMC, Kittle, Samuel, Ayuk, Trent Williams, Purdy at six.
Fair. I would probably say I think Ayuk is really good, but like if you wanted to put him ahead of anyone, I think you could maybe put him ahead of Ayuk.
Fair.
But
I
yeah,
still think Ayuk's kind of an underrated wide
he is.
receiver, but
He is. I agree.
I'm not going to argue that. But that's my point is like imagine if like Pat Mahomes is number one, Tom Brady was always number one, like as terms of importance to the offense. Kyle Shanahan gets his hands on a guy that is that important. Could be scary out there in San Francisco.
No, I agree. And the other interesting thing too is you talk about Joe Burrow maybe never getting back. That was a guy. I mean, I'm a big Joe Burrow fan, and I was like, the fact that he got there as quickly as he did blew me away. And I was like, all right, well, I'm not saying Burrow is going to be like the next Mahomes or they're going to win the Super Bowl, but like if there was a bet option to be like, hey, are the Bengals going to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years? After the Bengals got there and lost, I would have said yes. Now I'm already unsure because it kind of feels like their window is going to close.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's very tough. And then the
Not
biggest
a Zach
shock,
Taylor guy either, personally.
hand up, I bet him would be the first coach fired. The Super Bowl. I'm
Yeah.
not a Zach Taylor guy either. So, well, it's funny on that note, I wasn't a Nick Sirianni guy at first. And then I was so impressed with the Eagles when they got to the Super Bowl and were fucking 10 minutes away from winning it. And I bought in this year, and I went in because I was just like, you talk about those windows closing, and I was like, man, the window could close pretty quickly for the Eagles. And they've got their young guys that are good, but they've also got so many vets. I mean, those guys aren't going to last forever. And I thought they were going to get one. But what I realized that makes it so important too, about what Kyle Shanahan's doing, is how when you lose these coordinators and how important it is. And he lost D'Amico Ryans. He lost D'Amico Ryans, defensive coordinator. He lost Salah, you know, and now
Yeah.
he's got Wilkes in there, and he just, that's not his area of expertise too. So it's very impressive that that side of the ball, though I think that side is overrated. I don't know that they're that elite this year as they have been with the other previous coordinators, but they're good enough, I suppose. So yeah, I hope Shanahan gets one. I think Mahomes is going to be that quarterback. I've said he had three Super Bowls in a 5-year span, and this is probably a year five. So I think if I'm going to be right about that, he has to win this one. While at the same time, I do think Shanahan has to win a Super Bowl. But I mean, if the Niners don't win it now, they're not going to be able to keep all the guys they have, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what their next step would be if they don't win this. I mean, like, fortunately, Purdy is on a rookie contract and a very cheap rookie contract at
True.
that. So it's not like they
True.
need to go out, quote unquote, need to go out and upgrade the quarterback position, but couldn't hurt if Kirk Cousins says, "Hey, what's up?" Kirk Cousins and that on that offense and that team would be pretty damn good, I think.
I do too. I'm just kind of, I guess what I'm getting at is it like a win now for the Niners?
I don't know. I thought it was a win now for the Niners 3, 4 years ago when Jimmy G was in there and he missed one throw and hasn't been the same since.
Yeah.
But Jimmy G connects on that deep ball, the 49ers win the Super Bowl and all of a sudden like he's the man, but he overthrew him, whoever it was, by like 2 yards. They lose the Super Bowl. I don't know if it's a confidence injury thing, but he just hasn't been the same since.
No. And I mean, I guess Shanahan would technically have a ring if he never blew it against the Patriots, too.
Yeah, I mean,
He might just be cursed. He might
Belichick
just be
counts all
cursed.
his assistant coach coordinator rings, so yeah, Shanahan would too, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. Can we talk about Belichick?
Yeah, of course.
I would love to know where your head's at, because I have thoughts. I have thoughts about Belichick. I have thoughts about the Patriots.
Sure.
I think that Bill would have been a really bad hire for the Atlanta Falcons. And I think that it's a blessing in disguise, probably for him too, because I just think, what is he, 70? Is he 72 or is he
I
like
think
70?
72, yeah.
Yeah, he's just, look, I'm not saying he can't still coach, but that just did not seem like a good fit for me. I can't really picture Bill Belichick in Hotlanta. I also can't pick, I don't think he's a good fit for a team that seems like they've got some really good young pieces that might need, and no quarterback. So they're going to need a little bit of time to grow. So I think they're maybe like 3 years out. I think Belichick might be more of like, all right, come in and fucking where you're a little bit more stable, and with some more vets, and then that might make more sense to me. But I was just flabbergasted because my buddy had said, we were going around the room and he was like, Bill to Atlanta. I was like, you're out of your fucking mind. And then all of a sudden I see online on Twitter, you know, oh, Belichick to Atlanta's the betting favorite, 2-1 for Bill to go there. I'm like, that is absurd. So I guess my question first and foremost is, do you agree with me? And do you think Bill should get a job? Doesn't sound like he's going to. But do
Doesn't
you think
sound
he
like
can
he's
be
going
coaching?
to, which is crazy to me. I still think he can coach. I over the past few years, obviously he has not drafted well. He who wanted Mac Jones, I don't really know. There's rumors that Belichick wanted Baker for years now. There's rumors this, rumors that. I don't know what to trust. I don't know what to believe. But what I think Minnesota or Atlanta was a decent fit for him because I think they're a coach and a quarterback away from being legit, especially in that division. So I thought that they had a chance to get Belichick, go get a guy, Kirk Cousins, at quarterback. And okay, you because they've got a solid defense. Like you said, they've got a young core and get, I don't know, a guy like Zach Robinson in there, an offensive coordinator, a guy who just made Puka Nacua the next coming of Christ. and all of a sudden you've got an offensive guy. Okay, Bill can still very well find defensive players and coach a defense. There's no doubt about that. So I think it was probably the best fit out there because there weren't many other good fits. I didn't see him going to the Chargers, because I think there were too many cap issues, and I didn't see him as a West Coast guy. I think he wants to stay East Coast.
I agree with that.
I think Washington would be the second best fit, quote unquote best fit, just because it's location in DC. That's
Agree with
where,
that.
where he grew up. The team is kind of in a weird spot. The defense is awful. The quarterback play is erratic. They're really kind of starting from basically where the Patriots are. But I don't think that he, like you said, he kind of needs to go somewhere that's kind of stabilized, that has veteran players that will listen to him. Because I think part of why they had to go separate ways, or whatever you want to call it, I think it was a firing, but mutually part ways was because Kraft didn't, Robert Kraft didn't think Belichick was reaching these young players, and his methodology wasn't effective anymore. So you bring in a guy like Gerard Mayo, the youngest head coach in the NFL, who's all about getting to know your players and developing them as players and worrying about the X's and O's after you, blah, blah, blah. So I still think Belichick can coach. I know I'm in the minority there. I know it's probably just bias, but I still think it's crazy to me that the Cowboys are going back with Mike McCarthy rather than taking a chance to talk about windows, taking a chance with 2 to 3 years of Bill Belichick at the helm with, CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott and, oh, I don't know, one of the best defensive players in football, and a secondary that just needs a little bit of coaching to stop getting burned on all these deep plays and big plays. Cowboys are a good fit. They're signing running back. I don't know. I think Belichick, he's still got it in the tank. Just don't let him be the GM. But I think he wants to be the GM. It's an ego thing, blah, blah, blah. He's not going to coach this year. I don't know if he's ever going to coach again, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't think he should. I think he should just hang it up. I think some of these guys should just ride off into the sunset as the best. And I feel like he's just tarnishing his
I think it
legacy.
already is. People already, at least around here, think he's shit. All this, there's just like re record with Brady, record without Brady, this and that. And it's like, why can't you just appreciate what they did together up here? I don't know.
I might be guilty of being a little bit in that party, not all in.
Yeah, but
Not carrying
you're
the
not a
flag.
Patriots fan. Like, why do Patriots fans have to bash one side or the other? Why can't we just say they were perfect for each other for 20 years and we
Yes.
got the best dynasty maybe in sport modern sports history? Like,
True.
why does one side have to be better than the other? If you're on the other side, sure, I get it. You want to take a side and have a point and say Belichick is washed, you blah blah, whatever, that's fine, you can say that. I don't get why Patriots fans and radio up here wants to pick a side. It doesn't make sense to me.
Fair enough.
Okay, let's see. We have 8 minutes left to recording.
Okay.
That gives us enough time to do a little baseball segment or a golf segment.
We
Maybe
can
a little bit of both.
fit I yeah, let's fit both of them in.
Okay. Do you have, now you're a Rays fan, Rays aside,
Okay.
do you have a favorite baseball future per se?
Going into this year, do I have a favorite future bet?
I know you've been busy. I don't know if you've gotten to look at the MLB future board yet.
I have two bets placed. So
Okay.
it's unfortunate that I'd have to probably tell you that one of them is my favorite because I have not done a lot of research. And the reasons that I have both of these bets are very, very stupid.
That's
But
why we bet.
yeah. So the first one is Julio Rodriguez to be the AL MVP at 14 to 1.
Okay.
And that is because I am also an Orlando Magic fan and he posted a picture with Paolo Banchero. So I said, Julio Rodriguez gets it. And this is just a sign because
It's a good
Paolo might
play.
be. Yeah. I mean, I actually do think it's got a decent chance of hitting.
Good play. For
He's a good play.
the first time in a while, AL MVP is wide open with Ohtani out the door.
Sure. Sure, I'll take that. And just so you know, I hit Ohtani 40-1 to win the MVP. So I am the
Impressive stuff.
AL
When
MVP
was that? That
whisperer.
was in his first one where he was just like unanimous.
Yes.
Yeah.
His first one, but I don't know that it was his first season.
It wasn't his first season.
Right,
It was
okay.
probably his third or fourth season, but it was like, can he stay healthy? What's going
Yes.
on? Blah blah blah. Oh, well, if he stays healthy, what could he do? I don't know. Have the best season of all time, and that's what he did.
Exactly. So, and it's funny you say that because I can't take full credit because I'm not a baseball savant, but I heard somebody talking about the award, and the guy's concern was injury. And I'm like, fuck that. 40. Can I curse on this thing, by the way?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Of
Okay. I was like,
course.
40-1, like you said, of what he's capable of doing. I'm like, I'll take the fucking chance. The other bet I have is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to lead
Shocker.
the league in home runs. And the only reason is this would be a FOMO bet of mine because last year, so I used Pickett when I am in New York and in the Northeast. And what I like is that it shows you you're a Pickett guy, right?
Yep, picket guy.
I like picking. I'll get back into it when I'm back out of Florida. But the it shows you like your top team, your top player, your top this and everything. And for whatever reason, I had a thing for the Toronto Blue Jays this year. I thought they were going to be so good. My most bet MLB, or I guess it was just my most popular bet in baseball was the Blue Jays team total over, which I'm not even kidding. It was probably always like 3.5 or 4.5, and it always missed by the hook. At
Yeah.
like 78% of the time. And then on top of that, my most bet player was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And he lost me a lot of money, as did the Blue Jays. So I'm just going to go back to this guy because I am going to be miserable if I watch him just fucking bomb like 60 of them next year and I don't have a little skin in the game. So it's kind of just like a get back. So those are my two bets.
Yeah, that's fine. I say this every single year though. It's Juan Soto's time to win an MVP.
Ugh.
Big Juan Soto guy. I know you're not. That's fine. You don't know ball. It's okay. Juan Soto in the Yankee Stadium contract year wins MVP, goes to free agency, becomes a Dodger. It's written in the stars.
Oh God, it makes me want to vomit. But just so we're clear, I liked Juan Soto and I was a Juan Soto guy until he went to the Padres. And
He's
it's
a
not his fault. It
ground
wasn't
ball merchant over there in San Diego.
It wasn't the act of going to the Padres. It was just how pathetic they were.
Yeah, they
And
were
that was a
pretty
little
pathetic.
disappointing for me. And I'm not like you. I'm not like Juan Soto's not my favorite player or anything, but like watching him on a team like the Nationals when he did that, when he does his little walk and after
Yeah.
that was kind of cool.
Yeah, hitting home runs off Verlander in the playoffs when you're 19 years old, pretty cool thing
Yeah, pretty cool. I
in
agree.
the World
If you do
Series.
it, but if you're batting freaking 202 on a loaded roster who's not even making the playoffs, like you're just not doing it for me.
I
I'm
hear
kind
you.
of losing it.
I hear you.
That's it.
Okay, quick golf segment. Then I have one last question. We have Pebble Beach this weekend. Have you hit the lab yet? And who's going to win the Masters? By the way, I have a Victor Hovland 30-1 ticket. He's now the favorite. Just saying.
No
For the
shit.
Masters.
Dude, that's incredible. It's going to be Victor Hovland's going to be so
He's going to be the most bet golfer maybe of all time on that day.
And him and Colin Morikawa are my two most bet golfers the past 2 years, and I lost a lot of money on that. The largest golf bet I've ever had in my life was 3 units on Victor Hovland 18-1 at Bay Hill, and I went and followed him too and watched him blow a 3-stroke lead to
Yeah, that was
Scotty.
tough. That was
So,
tough.
anyways, I love Hovland. I love that you have that ticket. I think I have Cam Smith punched in. I'm a big Cam
Okay.
Smith guy, but I don't know really
He's
much.
an Augusta guy.
Yeah, so
Always plays well.
I'll tell you this. I love betting golf. I'm not great early in the year. Although I looked at my track record, I did hit HOMA last year at the tournament that just passed. This tournament, I would say I only have one gut play, and it's Jordan Spieth.
Good.
You like Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, I take him here every year. He's gonna win at Pebble eventually again, and he's at a good number. He's at like 20-1, pretty good number. I like him. I like Justin Thomas. And then so far it's been the year of the long shot. Four tournaments, everybody's been at least like 150-1 or something like that. Last question slash request. Rank the New England states. We ask every guest comes on, ranks the New England states, worst to best. You have 2 minutes.
All right. I don't know. Doesn't feel like enough time. So I really like Massachusetts. Can I say Massachusetts? I've been to the Berkshires. There's a place, the hotel, a little bougie. No, it's not like nice, but it's like boutique, whatever it's called, Taurus. It's kind of hipster, but it's kind of cool. I also have been to Boston a few times. I really like the state of Massachusetts, so I'll put that as number one. I think I'd probably put New Hampshire as number two. No, not New Hampshire. I'm sorry. Rhode Island is number two. Rhode Island mainly being Newport. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, it's pretty popular answer.
Okay, so Rhode Island be number two. Although if you want me to stop saying, I feel like wrote Newport, all people do would talk about it. You want me to kind of shit on it a little bit? Sometimes it feels like a frat party.
Yeah, it does.
And it's like, okay, I'm over it. You know what I mean? So
I've seen enough vineyard vines. Let's go somewhere else.
Like everybody that's walking around, their dads look like they're attorneys. And then it's like a little, I can take a break. You know what I mean? I don't want to be there for like 3 weeks straight.
You know, we'll take at number two, rapid fire, three through five, three through six.
Okay. What are my options? I'm blanking.
New Hampshire,
Never
Vermont,
been.
Maine, Connecticut.
All right, I'll put Maine number three.
Good choice. Yep.
I'll put Connecticut number four.
Okay. And then New Hampshire, Vermont, just whatever. Never been.
I never been.
Yeah, you're not missing too much. They're
I
kind of
was
just
just.
like a little less fun, Maine.
Which one would you go to between the two?
My mom went to UVM, so I'd probably lean towards UVM. Yeah.
Okay, that's. I heard there's some good skiing up there, right?
Yeah, skiing in both states, actually. They're kind of
Okay.
the same. That's my point. Is Vermont, New Hampshire, to me as a Rhode Islander, not much of a difference. One's
Okay.
for camping in the summer, New Hampshire, one's for skiing, Vermont. Maine has all of that, so that's why a lot of people like Maine. And no people, which is great for me personally, because I hate people. Thanks for coming on. We'll do it again at some point. Make sure you give them a follow at the degenerate.
Yep, that's good enough.
Okay, cool.
Thanks,
See
man.
ya.